This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. Before I get into the topic of this episode, I want to let you know that right now, I want to help you get your podcast started off right this year. Doing a big giveaway. This is a remote podcasting package. The value, $2,721. It's $2,721. Here is what is in it. Zoom H4n Pro Digital Multitrack Recorder. I asked podcasters what they wanted most as a gift. This was it. This is a great piece of equipment. It is rock solid. It is easy to pack. Got a couple mics. Got the cables. You get an advanced copy of my new book, Big Podcast, How to Grow Your Podcast Audience and Get Everyone Talking About Your Show. You're going to have that a month before anybody else does. Big Podcast Blueprint. I'm going to work with you personally to help you grow your podcast this year. You also get VIP tickets to my book launch party that's happening in Nashville. You can register for this right now by going to bigpodcast.us, bigpodcast.us, because it's you and me. We're doing it this year. We're growing our podcast. I'm going to help you do it. bigpodcast.com.us. Let's talk about growing your podcast with postal mail. It's a big opportunity for you right now. The beginning of the year, everybody does a Happy Holidays card, maybe a Merry Christmas card if you're in the Christian market. Fewer people do New Year's cards, though, and because of this, it's a great way for you to stand out, but you need to do it right. I was going through the holiday cards that I got this year. Let me try to describe this to you the best I can without putting you to sleep, because it is boring, boring. White envelope. It's one of those Avery labels on it, those Avery address labels that you feed into like a laser printer or an inkjet printer. It says David, then it's got my address. No last name, just David. I don't know, maybe they're trying to build curiosity or something. There's no stamp on this envelope. They ran it through a postal meter, 47 cents. So I'm thinking like, yeah, this is some kind of sales solicitation, something like that. It looks like a sales pitch to me. On the inside, it says, it's our anniversary. I'm going to keep this company anonymous because I don't want to embarrass them. Basically, what it says on the inside is this. You're one of the very first blank that we worked with. And holy cow, we've been working together now for 20 years. Company name would not be where we are today had you not entrusted us so early on. We're incredibly proud to still count you as part of our community. We're always here for you and thrilled to hear from you. 20 years of thanks. Happy holidays. Then it says the team. Company name removed, team. And the irony is I used to get stuff like this from this company before it was sold by the guy who started it. And it would have been handwritten. And it would have been memorable. And it would have been witty. And it would not have looked like everybody else got it. It would have had some personality, not just been that nameless, faceless company sending you a card that everybody else is getting, especially after 20 years. That's a long time. And if you've got people that have been with you, listening to your podcast, doing business with you, you need to do something more than just a generic card that has an Avery label on it that just says David. It has the address. It's crooked. They didn't even put it on straight. Doesn't stand out. And because of that, a lot of these probably weren't even opened. Imagine if I'd gotten a handwritten card. You got a lot of people at this company. Surely somebody could hand address an envelope. At least hand sign the card inside. That's one way to improve. That would be the first thing that I do. But this takes time. The good news is, you don't have to go to everybody. And these guys, they came to me because I've been with them for 20 years. You don't have to go to every single listener that you have. But what you may want to do is send a handwritten card to everybody that you interviewed last year. Everybody who helped to promote you last year. That's not too many people. You can get blank cards at the stationery store. You can write a custom message inside. Hey, Jim, thanks for being a guest. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about blank. It was a great episode. My listeners loved it. Hope to have you on the podcast again. Love, David. Sincerely, David. Warmly, David. Whatever you want to sign off with, that's memorable. This card that I got, not memorable. It is so easy to send out a handwritten card, yet few people do it. And because of that, it's a great opportunity for you. You'll be memorable. You'll be unexpected because it happens so rarely these days. People aren't even looking for it. So consider that. Send a handwritten card. Go to your stationery store, get some blank thank you cards. Write people a handwritten card. Let them know that you exist. you appreciated what they did last year, and that you're looking forward to working with them again this year. That's it for today. Right now, before you forget, enter my grand prize giveaway for the remote podcasting package that I'm giving away this month, $2,721, because you get a lot, including Zoom H4n Pro digital multitrack recorder. You get a couple mics, you get the cables, you get an advanced copy of my How to Grow Your Podcast Audience and Get Everybody Talking About Your Show book. It's called Big Podcast, 93,000 words. It is a podcast marketing manifesto that can help you grow your podcast this year. And beyond that, I'm going to personally work with you this year to help you do just that. I've been doing it in the music industry for so long, 20-something years. That's how these guys know me. That's a little hint to who that was. 20-something years of promoting artists, comics, film, television, making people celebrities. I'm going to help you do it via a podcast. And if you go to bigpodcast.us, I've got a giveaway where I will help you for free. So go to bigpodcast.us, and I'll see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast Tomorrow.